1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Nearly 2 weeks after his death, a memorial service is underway in Arizona for conservative activist Charlie Kirk, with thousands in attendance. And the angels. Conservative pundit Tucker Carlson.
Any attempt to extinguish the light causes it to burn brighter. Every single time.
While some took a somber tone, others were louder, saying there is now a spiritual war.
Are you ready to fight back? And are you ready to put on the full armor of God and face the evil in high places and the spiritual warfare before us?
President Trump and Vice President Vance are there and expected to speak shortly. Lots of head shaking in politics after Trump publicly pushed his attorney general to prosecute his political foes. Democrat Senator Chris Murphy on ABC says what's happening, from politics to stories like Jimmy Kimmel, is a slippery slope.
This is what happens in Iran. This is what happens in Cuba. This is what happens in China, in deeply repressive states in which, if you have the courage to stand up and speak truth to power, you are silenced.
One person is dead and several others wounded during a shooting last night at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire. One of the victims was an employee who was working as a host for the wedding. Evie O'Rourke says her son, who was killed, tried to shield his family from the shooter, who was arrested.
He saw what was coming and he turned around and went for him. And because his wife and daughter would have been next. I mean, that's where he was aiming.
Officials say they are working to determine a motive, but say the shooting was not a hate-motivated crime. France's President Emmanuel Macron on Face the Nation says France will recognize Palestinian statehood tomorrow at the UN General Assembly in New York.
Recognizing a Palestinian state today is the only way to provide a political solution to a situation which has to stop.
The high-level gathering of world leaders and their representatives in other countries, including the UK, Australia, and Canada, also plan to join France in recognizing Palestinian statehood. Health officials say Israeli strikes in Gaza City overnight and at a refugee camp have killed more than 40 people.
I'm Seth Doan in Tel Aviv. In Gaza, there's an exodus, but no real place to go. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled Gaza City, and leaflets have been dropped from the sky urging people to move south. But there are few options, and moving can be cost prohibitive.
Israel says it aims to destroy Hamas's military infrastructure. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
Right now, 71 degrees.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a girl, she's over there. She's wearing real tight blue jeans, almost splitting at the seams. There's a girl, she's over there. She must be heaven sent, I hope she's meant for me.
Hi, this is Mark Jansen from the Brass Express. You know, a few years ago, the boys from Baltimore recorded a medley called the Sweethearts of Polka Music. Right now, we'd like to bring you up to date just a bit with some of the latest babes of polka music.
I want a girl named Cindy from the city. I want a girl named Cindy in my life. With the sunshine in her hair, she sure looks pretty. And I want that girl named Cindy.
set my soul on fire. I've got to have her for my own, 'cause that's my heart's desire. I love Wanda, she's my partner, and I don't mean maybe. She's so fine, she's gotta be mine, she's got to be my baby.
Here comes that foxy lady, Wanda.
Лалечка, моя сладка Юлча, так виглунда, як лалечка, моя сладка Юлча.
She's my Juliana, my Julie, Juliana. She's a beauty, what a cutie, that's my Juliana. She's a beauty, what a cutie, that's my Juliana.
We'll be right back. chance do I stand on a scale from 1 to 10? How married are you, Marianne?
Ah, take us home, Rich.
Shoes, but I've got me a woman and got me some booze. Oh, the seat of my pants are worn mighty thin from sitting in bars and living this life of sin. Please take my advice, friend, or you're bound to lose with 100 proof women and 100 proof booze.
Mark Jansen and the Brass Express, huh? Yeah, and there's a girl. What's the name? There's a girl medley is the name of that one. So, welcome to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here for the next, 50 minutes or so. Glad you could join us. Lots of good music here on the way. Speaking of some good music, we're going to take a little ride on the old 400. What do you think?
Thank you.
Yeah, the old 400 making its way to Adams, Wisconsin. Yeah, that's where that's going. Okay, let's continue here with the music of Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. Here's one of his old recordings, the Ping Pong Polka. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins and the Ping Pong Polka. Let's play another one here off of that album, huh? Last Night on the Back Porch.
I loved her best of all. working. How do you do? You know, I've been wondering what's cooking between me and you. You know, ever since I saw your lovely face, I dream of you and your embrace. So let's get together, go out on the town, singing and dancing and smooching around. Hold me, hug me, I want some loving with you.
Hey, good looking polka. And with that, we're going to take a little station break right now, right here on AM 1320, WFHR, FM 97.5, and on the Civic Media Network is where we are. But we'll be right back with Tim the Polka Guy and the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. So stick around, more to come.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Ah, yeah, the polka party moves right ahead here, huh? And we're going to play a tune called Four in the Morning. This is from the Bowery Boys. Were the Bower Boys? That's it. The Bower Boys.
It's four in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on, the longer this goes on, and the harder that it's gonna be. But it's four in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows, when I hurt her, that's the last thing that I'd want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I loved her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. It's four in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. But it's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just awoke the wanting in me. 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me.
Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News Special Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Secretary Pete Hegseth.
Some of President Trump's cabinet members are speaking at the memorial for Charlie Kirk, who was killed on September 10th. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
You see, Charlie Kirk started Turning Point USA to change our politics. That's when I first met him over a decade ago. He was building a movement, and nobody worked harder at it. Bringing people to political small t truth.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
One of the many things it needs is the ability to discuss our differences openly, honestly, peacefully, respectfully, and Charlie Kirk did that more than anyone alive in America today is doing.
Mourners gathered for hours outside the Arizona Stadium.
I wanted to show my support for Charlie and the family. I also wanted to come and see the amazing output of the new Republicans that are going to start leading this country, and it gives me hope again.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
Currently 69 degrees.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users come for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Oh, yeah, we have a tune going out to the Castle Rock Lake area. And I found this one here called the Castle Rock Polka. We're called the Castle Rock Lake Polka.
Thank you.
Castle Rock Polka. Good tune, don't you think? I thought so, too. Hey, we have no beer today, and with the change of the lyrics, this was back when they had the gas shortage, the fake gas shortage. Yeah, they... I remember back, I'd drive around the block and go put gas in it again. You know what I mean? It's just, they only gave you a couple gallons of gas that day. And I'm going, well, we'll just drive around the block. Oh, they weren't that busy, luckily. But here's No Beer Today.
I was driving through this town one Sunday afternoon, and all I had was a dollar.
$1.
I stopped into this bar and ordered up a beer, and you should have heard the bartender holler.
What did he say?
No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday. No beer today, no beer today. You can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday.
He said, well, let's see, we got Lone Star, PBR, Rolling Rock, Shiner Bock, Moose Jewel, Old Gold, Jupiter, Edenbach, Chevy, it's Coors Light, of course, you got Red Stripe, and Stella Amsterdam, and the tall can of Kutcher, Miller Lite, Guinness, by the Pint Glass, Doppelbock, Locker, take a swallow, cause it's going fast, Tisky, and a lot of Line and Kugels, open up your wallet, no time to be frugal, there's 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. Smokey Brothers, and before we knew it, we needed another. So I told the bartender, we need more beer. So he thought for a second, said, well, let's see here. We got Rio Grande River, Octacate with a twist. Stop those perros, Dos Equis, root beer if you're driving. Bud Light in a nice red and white koozie. A dozen weed beers on tap if you choose. He got Heineken, Killian, Slabats, and Beck's. Ice cold Corona with the lines in the necks. Yingling chilling with the old Milwaukee's best. Sam Adams and Ben, and even half of the rest of them. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. People really like to drink, so before we knew it, they were out of beer. Aww.
Are you kidding?
So we started with the Cuervo, Bacardi Gold, Margarita, straight tequila, yes, and Oka Spiritus. Then we wet a whistle with the single malt scotch, CC, and a jello shot. Captain Morgan poured some more than Polish cherries, Bloody Marys, Blender Bob blended up something scary. Everclear, Absolute, and Amaretto. I don't remember much, but I never will forget those 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
That is the D Street Band, with 99 bottles of beer. Pretty good tune, huh? Boy, can he rattle those names off. I would have been all tongue-tied by the time that, yeah. Oh, let's see here. Let's try, what was going to play here? Another one from their album, and there you will never find another you.
Cause I need you here beside me no matter what I do. And I know I'll never find another you. Just Benjet Lana Skohana, Akshish was Tesh Yashna, Benjemi Chisla. My treasure would be small. I could lose it all tomorrow and never mind at all. But if I should lose your love, girl, I don't know what I'd do. Cause I know I'll never find another you. Jak mi dali majątek, skarb nie znaczy nic. Jak jutro wszystko stracił, nie dbałem wcale nie.
Find another you. That is the D Street Band. Hey, you know what? With that, we're going to take a little station break. We'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, right here on WFHR, the Civic Media Network, And where are we at here? We're at 1320 on the AM dial, FM 97.5. We'll be right back right after these tunes, or these tunes, these messages. Well, so quickly our time has gone by here on the Polka Party. Got maybe about 7 minutes left. And I can probably get in maybe about three songs, I think. Yeah. And we're going to kick things off here with the old Hank Haller Orchestra from the early 60s. And this one is entitled, My Wife is a Happy Polka. Hank Haller and My Wife is Happy Polka. On that same particular album, he did a tune called Schnapps. That was his final word.
That was his final word. The angels came and took him away. Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away. And so up he went to heaven.
Heaven.
And they served him only milk.
Milk?
When you're used to only schnapps, my friend, a glass of milk's nicht gut.
Nicht gut.
Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away. Schnapps, that was his final word. The angels came and took him away.
Come
in, then him.
One
mein hat der Milchserver. Gegen die CRP-Handlung hat der Limmel Brode stört. Ja, Schatz, das war sein letztes Wort. Dann trugen ihn die Englein fort. Ja, Schatz, das war sein letztes Wort. Dann trugen ihn die Englein fort.
Ja, Schnapps. Yeah, I love that. Now, we're going to turn to Herb Eberle and the Krauss House Polka. And we're going to take us out of our program. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Glad you could join us today. Tell a friend that we are here every Saturday and Sunday afternoons. 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great week, everybody. From all of us here at WFHR, have yourself a good one. Bye-bye now.
Gestern war ich bei dem Kraushaus, im Kraushaus, im Kraushaus. Gestern war ich bei dem Kraushaus, zum sehen der neue Bibelbuch. Lustige Musiker, der spielt jede Woche im Gasthaus überall. Und die Barbara Krauss in der schöne Hausfrau mit zwei kleinen Büblern, ein Mädel in ein Bund. So, jetzt gehen wir wieder bei dem Kraushaus, ihr Kraushaus, der Kraushaus. Jetzt gehen wir wieder bei dem Kraushaus und trinken ein bisschen Bier.
Building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In Glendale, Arizona, thousands have filled a stadium to remember the life of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We are all Charlie.
Donald Trump Jr. there, Vice President Vance.
Charlie, he did so much more than tell the truth. He lived it. Charlie understood that the best evangelization was not in what you said, but in how you live your life.
Our Stephen Kaufman is there and says the president speaks next.
President Donald Trump is watching the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service from a darkened booth just above the stadium's mezzanine section. When Trump first arrived here, he was pictured on the big screen with the crowd chanting, USA, USA, USA.
The president, meantime, is urging his Justice Department to prosecute political opponents, writing last night on social media, "We cannot delay any longer. It's killing our